really interesting race that I tuned into and I loved. It was a flat-out 1K sprint, and our next guest is an Olympian. She's a middle-distance Australian superstar. Her name is Lyndon Hall. She's been good enough to have a chat to us. Lyndon, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
So you just ran 2 minutes 35 seconds with a bit of change for 1K. It's frighteningly quick.
Oh, thank you.
So the question is, it's not a distance that we are familiar with. Like, it's not an Olympic distance. It's not a distance we're used to seeing. So how did the race come about?
Well, it was really spearheaded by Katrina Bissett, who's our 800-metre record holder who was in the race as well. And she started as a bit of a project during lockdown as a way of raising money for Lifeline and their work they do in suicide prevention. And she's done an amazing job in raising over $20,000, which is absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of her. But yeah, I was lucky enough to be one of the other athletes to jump involved and make it a bigger event and more of a race as part of the Box Hill Burn on Tuesday night, and was lucky enough to come away with the win. It was a bit of an obscure distance. None of us, I guess, were particularly familiar with it. Yeah, it was kind of more of a, is it a long 800 or a short 1500? And I'm sure depending on what end of the spectrum you come from was dependent how you went about it. But I think having an extra 200 probably helped me. I'm a little bit slow off the mark traditionally, which I did prove to be true on Tuesday. So I was able to kind of come into it and come through at the end, which was fun.
So it's an Australian and Oceania record, of course, which is significant for you. So it's a distance you'd run a lot. Like, you would do training and you would do, I don't know, 6 1K efforts and have a 3 minute or 2 minute break in between, but it's not a distance you would usually run flat out. The mindset of the fact that you're going to have to really hurt in this race before it even starts, that fascinates me with runners. How do you get your head around that?
Oh, I think it's part of the fun. It's, you know, racing's the fun part of all the training, and you get to see all your hard work, and it sucks for a couple of minutes, but it's worth it on the other side. You know, you do always have those thoughts and you warm up those final stages when you're getting nervous. You're like, why do I do this? This is going to hurt. But, you know, on the other side, you know, you're really, really pleased with yourself, and, you know, it's really fun to test yourself. And I think runners are a special breed. We're a little bit crazy. So that probably helps.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You look, as I said, I tuned in and watched the live stream. It was great, great coverage of it. You looked really strong at about the, I don't know, say the 700 metre mark, you sort of took off, and you did look to do it pretty comfortably. And I was watching you as you crossed the finish line. You were hardly puffing. I'm sure you were hurting inside, but it's a good sign for where your fitness is at.
Yeah, glad to see I put on a good show and, you know, tricked everyone. It definitely did hurt. But, yeah, no, it was good having run an 800 a week ago, kind of, you know, sharpened up for the shorter distance. Well, shorter for me, I guess. But, yeah, no, feels like a good setup. We're running a 1500 in Canberra next Thursday night. So, yeah, it was sort of a perfect little tune-up for that, which, yeah, hopefully goes really well.
I'm a bit confused with all the Olympic qualifiers and everything, of course, because it was delayed and is qualifying still open. That seemed to be a qualifying event, certainly in the 5,000 metres at the Box Hill Burn. Have you qualified for the 1,500 metres for the Olympics coming up, or where is that at?
So I've missed the automatic qualifying time by 0.02 of a second, 0.09 of a second, and 0.13 of a second, which is pretty annoying. But you can qualify also through a new world ranking system, which would probably take up your entire radio show to discuss the intricacies of that. But basically, I'm sitting 15th or 16th or something on the world rankings, in which the top 45 will qualify. So if they were to select the team today, I would be fine. But obviously, rankings are dynamic as people can. We only improve on the rankings. But yeah, the idea is that hopefully they're on the automatic qualifying standard and just, you know, secure that spot in the team.
Just got a bit echoey on the line. Not sure whether we're on speakerphone or something, Lyndon, or the Bluetooth's kicked in. We might try and get that sorted if we can. But so you will be going to the Olympics. I think that's pretty clear. If you're 15th out of 45, that's great news. Are you confident the event's going to go ahead? And what have you been told? Still got you there?
Yep.
Yeah, I was just asking, we just had a bit of an issue with the phone line for a second there, but you're loud and clear now. You will be going, of course. That's fine, but are you confident that the Olympics is going to go ahead, and what is the latest information you've received?
Yeah, I mean, everything we're being told is super positive, but, you know, I'm not sure they'd have the heart to tell us otherwise. Yeah, so I guess I'm going with the mindset of, you know, it's on until someone with the right authority tells me otherwise, and, yeah, trying to just ignore all of the stories that are occasionally popping into the newspaper of, you know, it's off, you know, until the AOC tells me it is. It's on. Yeah, you definitely need that sort of motivation to know that there's something you're working towards. Yeah, it's hard to commit so much time if you're sort of like, oh, maybe there'll be an Olympics. So, yeah, if you ask me, it's on.
Good. I hope it is. Lyndon Hall is an Olympic middle distance runner. She's an Olympian. She'll be going to Tokyo should the event go ahead, and we hope it does. Tell me about Claudia Hollingsworth, the 15-year-old who came runner-up to you in the 1K on Wednesday night. She ran 2:36 for a 15-year-old. I struggle to also get my head around that.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I think I'll be definitely watching out for her in the next couple of years. I don't know a lot about her, but I know some people who have been involved at her school and things like that, and just absolute raw talent from what I'm hearing. You know, hasn't done a whole lot, plays footy as well, and just a real talent. And I think, you know, she'll only get better as she gets more race experience and, learns a bit more about the sport. But, yeah, I think definitely be hearing more of her.
What advice do you give, I guess, young athletes coming through like Claudia, who the talent is obvious, but I guess the monotonous training and the burn and the grind and the travel probably it's not always fun, is what I'm trying to say. What advice would you have for youngsters coming through like that?
Yeah, I think it is really just trying to keep it fun and, you know, keep playing other sports and, you know, don't sort of lose sight of sport being fun and social and, you know, having fun with your friends, your own age group, and, you know, take it serious when you need to, maybe at nationals, but, you know, have as much fun as you can and pick the events you like and all of that. I think, you know, the more varied experiences you can get as a junior, you know, whether it is in running or footy or netball or anything, you know, they're all going to be valuable in some shape or form. So, you know, not getting too intense is probably a pretty good one. And, you know, having good people around you to, you know, sort of make sure you're not doing too much too young and looking after yourself.
What have you made of the new advances in the shoe technology? I know it doesn't affect you at the distance that you specialise in because you're running in spikes, but the new carbon-plated shoes made famous by Kipchoge in the marathon, has it been fair? And do you have an opinion on that? And can you share it with us?
Tough one. Yeah, obviously I'm not in the marathon, so it probably doesn't come to heart too much, but you know, they're super fun shoes to run in. They definitely make the legs feel fresher at the end of a long session, which is lovely. But, you know, I think Nike obviously led the way, and, you know, as they so often do, and I think, you know, everyone else is going to catch up eventually. It's just that they've sort of led the charge, and, you know, Nike have some of the best athletes that they support, so that helps as well. When you've got the best athletes and the best shoes, you know, you're going to run fast.
You are. They are. They're phenomenal to run in. There's like nothing else. And before we let you go, Stuart McSwain is now he's an Australian superstar and as good as we've seen, definitely since Mottram, but perhaps he's going to overtake the legacy of Craig Mottram. How good can he be, and is he a realistic medal chance at the Olympics?
Oh, I mean, you get so many crazy tactics at the Olympics that, you know, if you're sensible and you're in the race, you know, anything can happen. And I think, you know, Stewie's run the other night, which was, you know, incredible on his own for the most part. You know, pretty average night at Box Hill. It was pretty cold, a bit windy. You know, chuck him in a competitive race with the top guys and, you know, he'll be right amongst it. And, you know, Stewie always seems so relaxed before competitions. And, you know, that's obviously going to be a really helpful thing when you get to the Olympics because, you know, it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed there. I think he'll be in good stead. So I'm really excited to see what he does this year.
Well, Lyndon, congratulations. You're a terrific ambassador for the sport. I love you. You've always got a smile on your face, even though you're clearly hurting inside. A phenomenal run on Wednesday night. Congratulations. And we'll be seeing and hearing a lot more from you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for the chat.